I lose my sight in Queensboro. So I'm going to say give thanks to him, to His Majesty. But what I'm saying, no, why I honored to do the 125th is that during 2009, I went to Ethiopia. And it was a joy to go to Ethiopia and get the kind of essence and the type of magnitude of behavior from the ones and to tell a certain type of thing, to tell the Dominican people and all that type of thing. But I don't know if time going to afford me to make that type of expression right now. I don't know. You know, see? But
what kind of expression?
No. When they're like ones and ones to come out. But it more prophetical. You know what I mean? Yeah. It no less hard, no less prophetic. So never deal with it.
All right. Well, because you're right. We can't talk about it another time. But here's the story. You see, because we are here to celebrate today, we could talk about the celebration. We could talk about His Imperial Majesty. We could talk about what it means, 125 years, you know, as we come to this space.
It's about His Imperial Majesty, the whole essence of the reason pertaining to His Imperial Majesty.
See, well, give us a little piece of it.
I knew it every year. I knew it. You know why?
We would have a
time. Very, it was a joy for really meet up on Ethiopia and them. You know what I mean? In a different areas, when they start to express pertaining to the birth of His Majesty. See? And we really take place because the birth of His Majesty was a little sad. So, and the day, and the coronation, I mean, go to town, man, and light him up in the media, and everyone kind of see most of the day one era, like, and observe the world pulling the size into your majesty. See, and there are a lot of things to really speak, you know, but numerous.
It's a lot. All right, yes, because we want to talk to the other brethren and sisters who are here. But your own feelings, though, that as we celebrate 125 years, where do we go from here?
Well, what I like to say, I love to say, all Rasta man, all we come together in our unity and love. Because Father, I ask that to me, and plead to that, and say, we must unite in our oneness, in our one love. And once we can do that, as our family, organize and centralize, that great, meaningful to one and I. And all I love to say, everyone as Rasta, come together and say yes, one thing, because I find myself kind of distant because of busy attitude that some of me ancient them. See? Yeah.
Right, but we could keep the vibe, Irie, as it is. Something is happening here today. There's representation from almost every mansion here today.
Yeah.
And like, right here in the space.
Yeah, and I like all the mansion them kind of realize. See, and say what is important amongst Aina is unity. Unity is love and unity is strength. So we ask all Rasta man to come together, throw away them differences and all them type of things, and say if we can come together in a one through the power of His Imperial Majesty.
Give thanks, sir, and to my brothers. We said before that like, if we come to this events, I want to see you. You know, it now go on. My sister Maxine, how you doing, my sister? How you doing? Welcome. Give thanks.
Bless.
How you doing?
I'm happy to be here, glad to be celebrating the 125th. I'm getting a lot of history that this is the second time they had such a major gathering. At this level was the centenary. And so this being 25 years later, it's another momentous moment that creeped up on us.
That creeped up on us. You know, I see Bonnie Whaler in the house with us also, and we welcome him to the space. We've been saying, Sister Maxine Stowe, that you know there's something happening here today where there's a representation, regardless of the talk of disunity, that there's a representation here today at Scott's Pass Nyabingi Center of, I think, all representative or representation of Rastafari.
Yes, truthfully, especially focused on the Bobo Shanti, because, you know, we're in the halo of the Emancipation Day March, which is very significant for the Bobo Shanti. Having held that, even when independence came, they didn't leave up Emancipation Day. They kept it in focus because that is really our continuing cry for reparations and repatriation. And so, you know, they are also keeping The mansions are keeping significant events. Today, they have sent a delegation here, but we must respect, too, that they are keeping a major celebration at Bubble Hill, and they will be keeping a major celebration at 12 Tribe today as well. So we will.
And that's beautiful, isn't it? That these major celebrations are happening. It reminds me of a sister from Guyana who's here, who's there having a conference in Guyana, and she's here. That the major celebrations are happening across Jamaica, but the mansions have all sent representatives to Scott's Pass. That's brilliant.
Yes, definitely, because Scott's Pass is now linked to the universe via IRFM. So their voices have to be here for this momentous occasion. And like I said, it's something that creeped up on us. You know what I mean? To know that it's 25 plus 100, which is significant.
You know, Yasas has been talking, Maxine, and making reference to... well, I see my fellow journalists, I'm waving. Hey, hello, sir. Which one of the journalists group you're from again? Sorry, Maxine. Because when we, just like we're talking to all the mansions, who are you representing again? Which newspaper you're from?
Yeah, Dinner Company.
I know, I just teasing you. Welcome to the RJR Communications Group. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. I'm just amazed at the turnout today. I'm actually covering the event for Hospitality Jamaica and other cleaner platforms. So I've just arrived with my chair. So I'm going to mill around, take some pictures, and enjoy the aura, the atmosphere. This is where we belong. This is our place. And as you know, Andrea, Cabo, it's a favorite thing.
Exactly, exactly. You know, greetings, and we talk later. Sorry, Maxine, you know, when we see a colleague, you know, we hear them up, especially when, you know, there's this competition, because the same thing that's happening in Rastafari, the same thing happening in the media. So there's this competition, serious competition, and when we see our fellow journalists turn up to something that we are broadcasting from, we give them that respect. So Maxine, yeah, you were saying?
Yes, well, you know, I just want to use the time here to have us all focus on Emancipation Day, because that is really where our rights as a people exist.
Well, we should focus on the 125th anniversary. That's why we're here.
No, the 125th is spotlighting Emancipation Day. We're in the halo of it. This spotlight is going to go on to Emancipation Day. You understand, in terms of marching for our rights, for His Imperial Majesty stood for our rights and came to defend our rights, but we must understand where our rights sit, and those rights sit in what we did not get on Emancipation Day. So that's why I'm just bringing...
Exactly. We've been talking about the tribute to Marcus Garvey, which is coming up, more and more. It's coming up on the 20th, the Jamaica Poetry Festival on the 13th, and then August 1 is a march. I want to come back to the march as I greet my brother in the house, Jabi Bonnie-Wayla. I could give you a hug.
Respect.
You hear that voice? You hear that voice? That is my brother, Bonnie-Wayla. How you doing, Bonnie?
Thanks, you know, to be here celebrating this kind of a celebration which we know we need, but left, right, and center, politician and all them kind of people is trying to make us seem difficult to be dealt with. But I and I know that this is our thing.
And I like how you said that, Brother Bonnie, we know we need this. Why is it important to us?
Well, of course, because it's all about us. You know, we came down here as slaves, and we have been going through all of what we have been going through, you know, but we are still not getting any justice from the people who pretend to be able to give us justice. And I personally, as one that has been struggling for justice, will always continue in this direction to be struggling for justice.
And even though as we come to the here to celebrate 125 years of the birth of His Imperial Majesty, you are one of those persons who have taken the movement, the philosophy, the ideology of Rastafari globally, so that Rastafari is more than a local or a national movement. It's a global movement. As you reflect on that, 125 years now celebrating the birth of His Imperial Majesty, where do you see the movement going from here?
Well, I give thanks to be here first. And I'm looking forward to all Rastafarians maintaining their power as Rastafari. To be here and to witness and be a part of what we are now doing in the unification and coming together of the African people globally.
Yeah, as I said before, you're an integral part of that. You've been an integral part of that. You're one of those who have paid your dues.
My dreadlock touch ground, you know.
Yeah. So, just your thoughts, Bonnie, on even today. I mean, I'm not quite sure what time you came in. If you right now, the chanting is not going on. But even today, as you reflect, Maxine, our sister, talk about hearing that this is the second biggest gathering here. You know, the first was the centenary, and here we are now with a massive gathering here. Our brother Kwame Ture talks about the ability to mobilize and not necessarily to organize, and how important it is to mobilize and organize. What do you think about that within the context of what's happening here today?
Well, I give thanks to see what's happening here today, because this is something that never usually happens. And African people come together to formulate themselves in a manner that they can get the justice that they so deserve. There's all kinds of misfortunes that take place that the people don't get any justice. You know, politicians and all of these guys who have the people under their stupidness. They should know that they are slaves brought here by the colonialists. And all they can do is to play the game of being a slave in order to hold us, the people, in and under slavery. So Bonnie Wheeler is a very serious individual who I don't have no time for stupidness and idiotism. And I want all my African people who have been brought here under colonialism to realize that they too have to pull themselves away from this kind of a garbage. And I am satisfied to see, as we gather here now today, when we are gathered this kind of a way, in exhibiting our self and exalting ourselves as brothers and sisters of the faith of Rastafari.
Wow, the elder, the revolutionary, speaking it like it is. It takes me back to the Black Heart Man album, Justice, in a serious way. You know, Brother Bonnie, I don't know why I keep doing this to you, but it's some, but we can't help it. You can't say no. But, you know, I've never seen the image of a ball head Jesus yet.
Never.
Give us a strain of it, though. Just a little strain. Just a little strain. Just for me.
I have never seen the image of a ball head Jesus yet. I have never seen the image of a bald Jesus yet. He is a humble and dreadlocked Nazarene man. Look in yourself and try to understand why you never see the image of a bald Jesus yet.
Buddy Wheeler, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really love that. I mean, I think it's important that we sing that today. Yeah, man, it's fitting. My brother has come in. You know, we have a message from the minister. Don't go too far. From the minister of culture, and in it, I don't know if you've seen it yet. We read it today, but in it, she mentioned quite a few things. And it's a message, especially for today, where she talked about the matters led by the Rastafari community, and Pinnacle is one of those that is mentioned. I would like your response to it as soon as you've had a chance to look at this. She says, the Jamaica National Heritage Trust will continue the work started in 2008 to secure 6 lots at Pinnacle to establish as a national heritage site commemorating the first Rastafari community, which was led by Leonard Howell. I know that you've been there forever. You've been on this case of Pinnacle, for a very, very long time. Your first response to that?
Well, my first response is coming from through the Rastafari Millennium Council. We have a little problem there where a monument and a heritage site is concerned.
All right, sorry, I have to interrupt because Roger is inside the tabernacle where they're cutting the cake. So just hang on and let's say that live and then we'll come right back. It will give you a chance to read the... Roger?
Yes, I'm heading there. I just made my way to the entrance. So, of course, for the chanting has subsided for a while. And, of course, you know, they have not yet started to cut the cake as yet, but Ross Iva is making a presentation, you know, so
the chanting. Can we take that presentation live? Is it possible to...
It's more of a speech he's giving, unless you want us to do that same way. You want us to do that?
Right, I'm handing my mic.
All right.
We want to give thanks to Irie and the team, Sister Kabu, Ma'at Karu, and the entire team of Irie FM. Even greater... transmit throughout all the world. And we have been doing this telepathically. When the president of Zambia, Kaunda, came to Jamaica, he said, Rastafari, I don't know how you all do it. You stayed in a little corner. I did not see you send any missionaries to Zambia. But when I drive around Zambia, in every corner, I see Rastafari. I don't know how you do it. So we are saying that our elders, even though they never take the plane, their message, as Bob said, a natural mystic was blowing through the air. And it transcends all boundaries and empires that all over the globe, there is Rastafari. So we give thanks. Let us put our hands together for our elder patriarchs and matriarchs of Rastafari. Because they laid a cornerstone. They sent the message, and even I and I as younger are now bearers of that message. So that message, that Rastafari will live on. As the elders say, Rastafari never die. Rastafari never die. Rastafari never die. So the words of Rastafari continue, and it will continue from one generation to the next. We're going to call forward a sister because here in our presence, we want to unveil this Earth Day cake. This was done courtesy of Reflections Health Food Restaurant over there in Ochi. At the first call, Jati was ready. Jati, could you come forward and just unveil this cake? We want to find an elder. An elder patriarch should it be an elder patriarch and matriarch or a young prince and a princess? What should it be to cut the cake? Two virgin spirit. Can you find a young princess and a prince? A young princess and a prince. We need family mothers. We need with a knife. Two young ones to come and to cut the cake. Jati, where are thou? So, while the cake is getting ready to be cut, Bunga Isaac, it is an honor. Just come and just say a few words in terms of blessing this cake that is provided as a token of His Imperial Majesty's birth. So, just...
Eliyahu Rastafari. But I give thanks for this great moment. And even for the cutting of the cake. But I bless the cake. And I and I, the brethren and sistren that is here in the congregation to celebrate the 150 odd years of the birth of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. May this special blessing be upon I and I, the Rastafari community in the world wheresoever he is, and presently now, I ask the Almighty Jah Rastafari to bless her and I, the brethren, in truth and in righteousness, to have your eternal mercy upon her and I, that we might live and praise your name, and most of all, to love one another with a perfect love. Jah Rastafari, let these words of our mouth and the meditation written in our heart be acceptable in thy sight.
While driving through Jamaica, there's only one radio station I listen to, IRAFM.
When the cake is being unveiled, it says Happy Earth. Safari. So it's red, green and gold. Well, the base is white. And then it's red, green and gold. Happy Earth Strong, Lich Tafari, 125. And the map of Africa gracing both sides. It's a rectangular cake.
How good and how pleasant it is for I and I to dwell together in most love, enough love, continual love and unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that's run down to the beard, even the skirt of ear and garments. Yes, Rastafari, the eye, I see that the eye is pleased because we see the sun is shining. And I know that the eye love what the eye children is doing. Rastafari, let it be a blessing unto I and I and not a curse. And let the whole universe know that the eye is the Almighty forever and ever without no apology. Yeah, Rastafari.
While we get the knife cutting off the cake, we just want to do a special presentation this morning. We want to, as a people, recognize when we see good work being done, we must honor good work. We must pay respect to good work. And I think it's fitting this morning that we honor one of our sisters that is doing phenomenally in terms of advancing African awareness to the globe. Sister Ivy. Nayoka, come forward.
And so the sisters have come.
Nayoka, please take that out of the bag for me. Just unveil what is in that bag. Because just before we put the cake, we're just gonna give honor.
Waving it over the cake. And you know that this is not good. You know this moment is not so good. Shane? This is not such a good moment. No.
But this morning, we want to say thanks to Sister Kabu Mahat Keru. Sister Kabu. The Naya Bingi Order of Rastafari royally recognize Kabu Mahat Keru for your invaluable contribution in the promulgation of African consciousness by way of the Running African program on IRE FM in the Kwaskwe Centenary of Lich Tafari Makonnen, 23rd of July, 2017.
Here, here.
Please
here,
give
here.
Sister Kabu a nice round of applause.
Here, here.
Sister Kabu. She's most deserving.
Here, here.
Thank
Sister
you so
Kabu.
Much. Thank you so
I
much.
I know you can find words. Please find some words in from the tabernacle.
Thank you so much, Rastafari. Thank you so much to the Naya Bingi Tabernacle. Rastafari is a very good friend. He knows that if I had known, I probably would not have come.
Exactly.
So he did not tell me. But thank you so much, Rasaivai. Thank you so much for recognizing the work of the Africa Forum through the Naya Bingi Tabernacle here in Scots Pass. I am merely doing my purpose. I don't know how to do otherwise. I am African. I chose to be. I've always said that the fundamental question of the 21st century is to be or not to be African, and to be recognized to do that which you are. I think, you know, it's brilliant, but I'm just doing what I am. There's nothing else that I could do but what I am. So thank you so much, though, for recognizing that. And I say to the little ones here, recognize your purpose. That would be my message to you and to the parents of these little ones. They know their purpose from early. They know who they are. Guide them along that line. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. Guide them along the path of purpose. Thank you so much.
Can we put your hands together? Kaboom, my hat. Keru. At this time, we are going to ask our prince and our princess to do the cutting of the cake.
You know,
can everyone open the circle? Open the circle. Open the circle. Here we have a prince and a princess gonna cut the cake after three. One, two, three. Happy Earth Day, Hailey. Happy Earth Day, Hailey. Happy Earth Day, Lichtafara. From the top, happy Earth Day, Haile Ai. Happy Earth Day, Haile Ai. Happy Earth Day, Lichtafari. Happy Earth Day to in 1892, in the province of Fara, a son was born from David's line, Lichtafara. Was crowned the King of Kings, and he was crowned the Lord of Lords. Say the conquering Lion of Judah, 125. Has come. 125 has come. See the conquering Lion of Judah. 125 has come. It was in 1892 in the province of Arar. It was in 1892. In the province of Fara, a son was born from David's line, Lichtafara. And he was crowned the King of Kings. Love.
125 has come.
125 has indeed come. 125 has come as we broadcast live from this God's Pass Nyabingi Tabernacle. I'm telling you that the crowd has gathered here in no mean order, that this is really something unfolding at this God's Pass Nyabingi Tabernacle here in Clarendon. We exit the tabernacle, well, I'm doing at least for the moment, as the royal ones gather and sing the and chant the cake, as I said before, cut and waiting to be sampled. Beautiful cake, sister. This is the Mitzi. Beautiful cake.
Greetings. Give thanks. So we have done the cake cutting. How was that?
Oh, you listen. How was that? I have to talk to you. How was that? No, you must have been in on it. You were in on it.
You know the person who did the baking of the cake.
Oh yes, I'm not talking about the cake. I'm talking about the award.
Oh yes, but you deserve it. You well deserve it.
Thank you so much. But the cake is really nice. I'm going to taste it, but it look good.
Rastafari, this is our day. Our father was not born in a manger in Bethlehem. He was born in a mud hut in a Jarsagoro, Harar, Ethiopia, to a beautiful Ethiopian African woman and a beautiful, handsome father, Rastafari Makonnen. So we give thanks today. Today is our day. I would just want Rastafari ones around the world to acknowledge that.
It's a beautiful day. I'm really enjoying it. The proceedings have been excellent. The production here, you know, we're talking in terms of production from the media, but the coordination, really good.
Yes, remember that. And we give thanks. You know, I was remembering, I was telling my listeners, I remember that Ethiopian woman in Toronto, she was crying. I met her in 1995 in Canada, and she said, Janoy was so special to the people of Ethiopia. She had to run away from Ethiopia because of the Derg regime, but she always told the people in Toronto about Janoy. So we want to remind ones about Janoy, and she reminded us of the prophecy of Isaiah that unto us a son is born. She explained how he served Ethiopia as a son. She explained how he served Ethiopia as a counselor. She explained how he served Ethiopia as a government on his shoulders.
You're giving me goosebumps. Look at that.
And she explained how he was the Prince of Peace. So we need to research our father if we don't know about him. Because he's our Godhead, African Haile Selassie the First. Black people, don't feel ashamed about it. Don't make anyone define your God to you.
You know, it is important to have that said. Don't let anyone define your God to you, because that's the situation we find ourselves in as black people.
So, you know, as African people, we have always been kings and queens. We have lived in glory and majesty and royalty. So we need to reclaim that. Reaffirm it, African people, and take charge of yourselves. Reclaim yourselves and give thanks, Kabu, for the role you play as far as the African nation is concerned, because it's so important. We have gone through a lot in our psychological trauma. We are so traumatized still as African people. But I think if we continue to remind ourselves, give thanks for our ancestors, they served us well. And if we remember the work that our ancestors did, we wouldn't take ourselves back now to be fighting each other. Kabu, they served us, they fought for us, they were martyrs. They died on the battlefield, and we have to remember, we have to stand on the battlefield now and reclaim who we are.
Very well said, Sister Mitzi. I'm not even going to say nothing else on top of that. That is very well said. All right, so we have... you responsible for the cake?
Yes, Sister Kabu.
It's a beautiful cake. We're not taste it yet. It tastes good though, I can tell.
Say again?
I'm saying it's a beautiful cake. I haven't tasted it yet, but I know it tastes good.
Give thanks. You know, it's Majesty 125th anniversary, and I take it really as a privilege, and I'm humbled by doing such work for the Majesty and for Rastafari and all.
I tried describing the cake to our listeners. Describe it to us, please.
Well, it's 100% natural. You know, as we do a natural food restaurant there in Otrius, Reflection by the name. We
Where are you in Outreas?
We are on 2 Market Square, Outreas, that upstairs a farm store on the street in front of the bus terminus. So,
mark that down, Shimon.
So this cake, actually, I really put a lot into it. And as a, once you're doing something for Rastafari, and on a whole, you go full out and get it right and done.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful, the map of Africa and everything.
Give thanks, Sister Kabu, and give thanks for your works you have been doing. And we appreciate so much. You know, many of us have not seen you face to face to say this, but keep on doing what you're doing. And perfect love, Sister Kabu.
Thank you so much, my brother. Give us your name.
Rastafari. Jati.
Thank you, Jati. Good work. Greetings, my brother. How you doing?
Blessed love, Sister Anja. Kabo. Yeah. Well, give thanks and praise to the dear. Bless the whole house, you know. And we love the energy and we hope we see it more often, you know. And a great joy.
Give thanks, my brother. How you doing?
Yeah, man. Give thanks, man. Doing black love to all, you know, to the world, you know. And I'm so overwhelmed with joy at this moment, full of joy.
I feel it, my brother. I feel it. Why are you crying?
I'm so full of joy. So full of joy, you know.
What does it mean to you?
It means a lot to me. I find you see me, I cry. Kabo, you must know so that it's you know, it's all the woman will make joy, you know, to see the love and the unity of I and I, brothers and sisters, you know, on this 125th celebration of His Imperial Majesty's birth and thing, you know, so it's a real joy for me, and I'm just overwhelmed, you know, I'm just overwhelmed.
Give thanks, my brother. Give thanks, my sister. How you doing?
To the Most High. Give thanks and praise to the Most High, Imperial Majesty and Empress Nananai. To be here on the Naya Bingi ground, I must say I give thanks to be here. I want to say to Rastafari at this moment, I know that the world is listening to I. I and I is Fire Empress. Come out of Scott's Pass, Naya Bingi Center. This is where I come from. And I want to say to Rastafari, every day we got up and we talk about come together as one. It's time for I and I stop, speak, and come together in heart and love and do something. We must provide our own food. We must provide our own clothes. We must provide our own shelter. It's time for Babylon stop feed I and I right now, and we have Rastafari food to eat and drink. I want to say before the I leave, I have got a vision. I just want to say it very quickly. First night, which is last night, I and I vision, I see the Queen, which is Queen Elizabeth. I know she's listening right now here in I and I. She come to I and I and said, I'm coming to Jamaica today. And she said to I and I, that is when I come to Jamaica, I want to see the eye. And I said, here am I right now. And she turned and said to I and I is ready right now to hand down my crown. And I'm going to give it to Jamaica. And a black woman is going to get it. So I want to tell Rastafari right now, ready and prepare themselves, because the crown is ready to hand down. And we are ready to take it. And we are ready to continue the work right now.
Give thanks, Fire Empress. Thank you so much. Give thanks. My brother, my brother. Walk with me. Who we have here? Okay, Roger. Okay, Roger is with with Claudia. Claudia Morant. Bacon. The Council for the Poorest Division. Well, you tell me who you have, Roger, with you. Give me a minute, my brother.
We have Claudia Morant.
Yes, go ahead, Roger.
Bacon. Council for the Poorest Division. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Does Poorest stretch this far?
Yes, Porous Raids from Trinity, heading to Mandeville there, into the community of Victoria Town.
Oh, so it goes across 2 parishes?
We're on the border. Right now we're on the border of Clarendon and Manchester. So this is where the border is that leads down to St. Tulis up top into Harmon.
So we are right now in Manchester?
We are in Manchester.
Okay. All right, good to have you. I mean, what's your impression on the overall occasion this morning, 125th anniversary of the birth of His Majesty, taking place in your community, your constituency?
It is my division and also my community, because I live just down the road. And over the years growing up, I've always been a part of this former celebration. But it is an honor to have IRA FM in our community, in my division, in the division I'm a part of, and to hear you and what you're celebrating and the uniqueness about it all. It is indeed an honor.
And the whole cultural significance, you know, springing from here, heading out to the universe and so on. What's your impression on that, bearing in mind that this is in your division?
It is, as I said, it is an honor, not knowing that I have grown up, played on this premises, because my aunt was living next door, played on this premises, and to see history creating here, it is indeed an honor. And to be a part of it, it is even more an honor.
And what sort of work in terms of, you know, the whole cultural retention you might have been able to do as a counselor for this division?
It is a lot of work that needs to be done. And I've started a lot. I've been there 7 months, going on to 8 months as a counselor. And I've made many transformations. I've repaired roads, started the process, hoping pretty soon we can do more as we go along.
Okay, all right. We need to talk some more about the cultural aspect. But we want to take a break? We want to...
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Roger. And we're back with Ras Kremlin. Ras Kremlin from the Millennium Council. Ras Kremlin, just before we went to the cutting of the cake. Oh, so let's do a quick break and come back. Quick break.
Nothing.
No singer can beat a Whopper.
Flame Grilled.
Awesome.
Whopper, Whopper.
The time by Burger King. Taste through your way is...
All right, as we 9:45, and we're coming to you live from the Scots Pass, Nyabingi Tabernacle, with Ras Kremlin. Ras Kremlin, my brother, so you have had a chance to look at the speech, read the speech from the Minister of Culture regarding the 125th, but more particularly regarding Pinnacle, because I know that that is something that you have been focused on. Your comments on that.
Well, Sister Andrew, anywhere Rastas gathers, even Scotch Park is an heritage site. Montego Bay, anywhere Rastas inhabit, then all of these places are heritage sites. Our problem with Pinnacle is that the government is stating of a monument in which the Rastafari Millennium Council is not in support of. We are interested in an heritage site. You understand me? And that is a problem. The Millennium Council at no time ever opposed any lots or anything like that. We oppose being a monument in space of an heritage site.
All right, so the understanding that this is not being declared a heritage site, this is being declared a monument. Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure, because that is, I have even have letters. It's right now it reached a tribunal, because we have received letter for a tribunal to be coming up in concern of our decision.
Right, because I recall the earlier conversations, and you must remember those, because we were there from 2007 when the discussion was about a heritage site, declared heritage site as opposed to monument. So I'm surprised to hear that it's gone from heritage site and to something different.
What they are trying to tell us is that a monument is not different from a heritage site. So we say, all right, stop calling it monument, call it a heritage site then. Since there's not a difference. We know that there's a difference in monuments.
So what would you like? The minister mentioned it, the lots, not saying, can I just see exactly what she said? What would you want the minister to do then?
Well, what we'd love the ministers to do is to respect the Rastafari community, the view, and what we stand for from the beginning, where Pinnacle is concerned.
All right, it says the Heritage Trust will continue to work. The work started. It says to secure 6 lots at Pinnacle to establish as a national heritage site.
Well, that is changed now in this new letter here. But all letters before declare a monument.
All right, well, this then is a movement. Let me just read it again. It says, my ministry through its agency, the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, will continue the work started in 2008 to secure 6 lots at Pinnacle to establish as a national heritage site commemorating the first Rastafari community, which was led by Leonard Howell.
Yeah, well, what we'd like to find out, why are we going to have a tribunal then?
All right, so this is something that a conversation must continue, and you will update us on what's going on.
Yeah. Huh?
And you'll update us on what's happening.
Yes, but one more thing though, Sister Andrea, and concerning the unification from the 125th years of His Imperial Majesty, right? My significance from that, from 1961, you have given the order to organize and centralize. And now it's 64 years. We are here still disorganized. You understand me? And one of the greatest thing in organizing, when you refer to that, he was referring to the Haitians. And what we are saying, when we put the Haitians in one accord, in one order, they will do have any problem for the community, not even the world. All we have to do is see to it and make sure that the Haitians are in one.
Does this provide today provide an excellent opportunity with so many of the ancients here, with so many of the mansions here, even after the microphones have left, even after the IRFM has gone, with so many representatives from the different mansions here on the very same space? Does today provide an opportunity?
Yes, and I respect this opportunity because this is what we needed, because we've been keep talking in a little box, but now we're talking to the world. And what is important for the community is that we must all responsible to make sure that the Haitians is in one accord. They are the custodian.
And then I'm asking the question again, does today provide the opportunity to do that with the ancients here, with the elders here, with the matriarchs here, with the patriarchs here? Does today provide an opportunity?
Yes, yes, Sister Andrea, Sister Kabu. Right, it is the right way to move, and I'm glad that the Haitians are here and the matrix are here to understand the importance. And we must remember this, that we're responsible for our children, and we can't make their come and inherit this confusion.
And that's a great point you make. You know, as I watched the fire key light last night and watched the brethren, the royal ones, go around seven times, it's a thing that hit me, that there's only one way to destroy, and that is to destroy because of the power and the strength in unity, that there's only one way to quell this power, and that is to drop something in and scatter. And I think that as a people, as a movement, Rastafari, Pan-Africanists must recognize this. And the tool of division and the tool of disunity is in the hand of the oppressor.
And as we are saying, from that pamphlet there, the government is upon our shoulder. And the firmest government, a government without proper administration, is no government at all. And when we must know that our proper administration is to get the Haitians in one. And
all
then
right.
We'll have a government.
All right, my brother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ras Kremlin. Good to
Give
see
thanks.
You. Africa love.
Thanks, Sister Kabo. Blessed unto the house. His Imperial Majesty. Give
Africa
thanks.
Love.
Yes, sir. Give thanks. Give thanks, my sister.
All right. Ras Ocean, I know we spoke before, but isn't this an opportunity?
Well, it's not just an opportunity. What we now speak of is this. We're celebrating the 125th Earth Triangle of His Imperial Majesty. What we speak of, the philosophy and teaching, has circumvented the whole earth. It's gone north, it's gone south, it's gone east, it's gone west. It has gone through every nation, every religion. So when we speak of this time that we're now in the 21st century, this is why it's important that on the 31st, there's a big gathering of the ancient.
31st of July?
The 31st of July. There's a gathering of the ancients at 5th Street in Trenchtown. The ancients are just called upon as members of the ancient art of Nyabingi, the ancient art of the Baba Shanti, and representation from the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. In these three orders, we recognize them to be the cornerstone of Rastafarian philosophy and teaching within the Western Hemisphere. So it's very important.
Jobo Pika. Everlanga Sadisi, that the Befaria, we bar Odina Alase, and we taki Brother Fonsia Grantangi, that he Ayepupuru in Alusu, Afaya do Bende. Begrijp dat dictoren aan uw bende in Alusu, Brother Fonsia. Maar die zoek die zo'n trawa bakken want we hebben
Make it a normal jam at the Lingane.